You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Here we are at Macworld, iWorld, January 26, 2012, at Rogue Amoeba site.
Thank you very much, Vicky Stokes. This is the App Minute podcast, and we're delighted to be talking to Paul. How do you pronounce your last name, Paul?
Kafasis.
Paul Kafasis, and he has an unusual title. He's called the Chief...
CEO/Lackey.
So Paul has been our sponsor. His company has been our sponsor on month two of the App Minute podcast. And just tell us quickly what your newest product is here at the show, Paul.
So our newest product is called Piezo. It's a tool for recording audio on your Mac. So basically, any audio that's playing on your Mac, you can record with Piezo. So if you're listening to audio through Safari or any web browser, you can record it. If you're looking to record a Skype conversation, you can do it with Piezo. Basically, anything playing on your Mac, from a microphone, from an application, you can record with Piezo.
Now, why did you go to the trouble of doing that when Audio Hijack Pro was already an industry leader?
So Audio Hijack Pro is another tool that we have. It's a little bit more powerful than Piezo. It does a whole lot more in terms of recording, but the problem was we couldn't get it into the Mac App Store. A whole lot of the functionality that it has is prohibited by what Apple's restrictions say. So we created a new tool called Piezo, and it's a simplified version of Audio Hijack Pro almost. They're complementary, but they both do some of the same stuff. And the simplified nature of Piezo enables us to get it into the App Store.
How much does it cost, and how long does it take somebody to learn Piezo?
Oh, well, I hope it takes about 2 minutes to learn it. There's about 3 clicks you need. You select your application, you click the record button, and that's about it. It's $10, and it's downloadable right from the App Store and also from our website.
What is the file size per minute, and what file format is it?
So Piezo records in the MP3 and AAC formats. There's a couple different options for that. Whether you have spoken word or music, you can adjust the quality level, which will adjust the size. But it's between about 1 and 2 megs a minute. And so you're talking about pretty small files overall when you're recording anything of even anything of any length.
And are we talking exclusively about recording onto your Macintosh computer as opposed to your iOS device?
Right. So this is a Mac application, and it records right on your Mac. Obviously, you can then take those recordings and put them on an iOS device, but it's for recording right from the Mac.
Do you have any plans to do either an Audio Hijack Pro or a Piezo or some yet unnamed application that will be on an iOS device at Rogue Amoeba Software?
So right now, it's not actually possible to grab audio from other applications. That's the biggest issue with something like that. It's a great idea. We'd love to be able to do it, but currently Apple doesn't make it possible to grab audio from other applications. So right now, we're just focused on the Mac.
Tell us a little bit about your thinking in deciding to sponsor the App Minute podcast to get the word out. What was your goal in sponsoring our podcast?
We just hope people will check out our software. As many of you may know, Nemo here uses a lot of our software already, and so we were happy to sponsor the podcast and hopefully get the word out.
Thank you very much, Paul, from Rogue Amoeba Software. Vicky, do you want to sign us out?
That's it.
If you're a technology fan, make sure you check out TechFan, hosted by me, Tim Robertson.
And me, David Cohen. We're all about technology. We like to geek out on pretty much anything, if it's technical, if it's a gadget, if it's the movie or the music industry. You name it, we're talking about it.
And you know, David, unfortunately, unlike most other great podcasts, we don't really plan out our shows. It's more of a stream of thought thing.
Yeah, for better or for worse, you listen to it and you be the judge.
You know, a good example of that, David, would be this ad, because we didn't plan for this.
What did you say? What do I say?
I don't know. What, is it your turn or is it my turn to talk now?
I lost track.
I did too. But you know, you won't lose track if you listen to TechFan, part of the Stoplight Network of podcasts.